The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
You will say that.
To be famous.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
Come see us in 2 days at our biggest show ever in Times Square at the Palladium. Buy tickets at whoweekly.us and then come to the gorgeous, gorgeous after show at Fishbowl.
The after party is like down the street. It could not be any easier to keep,
you can walk
keep
there.
The party going on Thursday. It's going to be so fun.
You're going to watch me eat La Victoria fire roasted salsa on stage.
Oh my God, are you
made by Francia Raisa. It's shipping.
Do you think that
Lindsay sent me the
tracking details? Yeah, but I don't believe
details.
It says new estimated delivery date, November 14th. I placed this order on October 16th as we were recording the podcast. And it's been delayed once. I don't know if I trust that this salsa is coming.
Can you click it to see if it's actually like left some sort of facility? Has it left a facility?
I don't think that it's left a facility. It's been sitting, the way that it's been sitting in my Amazon orders next to your goddamn book. It's like your book is pre-ordered and then it's like the salsa is also like being taking forever. Wait, where is it? Hold on.
I mean, Francia Raisa is better at shipping than
update. Arriving tomorrow by 10 p.m.
Oh shit. Oh my God, I can't
this
wait.
This salsa better taste so fresh for the way that it's been delayed. It better have been just jarred.
Oh my God. In time for Taco Tuesday. I'll make tacos tomorrow.
Great. Amazing.
She's better at shipping stuff than Lady Gaga. I ordered an Art Pop hat. It's not shipping until January 5th.
Yeah, but you think that hat's been made? No, that hat hasn't been. That hat's not going to be made until a week
before. No, that hat's not made.
But it is a chic hat.
I mean, I've done this before. This is like the fourth time I've ordered something from Lady Gaga's online
and
store
that says. And it takes 4,000 years.
Well, we'll ship it. We'll ship it in a couple quarters. And then something shows
a
up.
A couple quarters.
Eventually, 6 months later.
Why do we let our pop stars get away with a couple quarters? Like, you don't get that much time to ship stuff. Normal stores don't. I don't know why you do.
No.
Okay, breaking news.
What's breaking news?
Peter Facinelli shares why he prefers racquetball over pickleball in his daily routine. Or the other headline that was also with this story, gasp.
That was the pre-click.
Gasp. Peter Facinelli prefers playing racquetball over pickleball.
Peter Facinelli is good at press somehow.
Well, I just feel like his name is always in my mouth. And yet, I could not tell you if you gave me $1 million what he's up to, you know?
I think it's the combination of nostalgia because he gets the like... He gets the can't hardly wait
but
stuff.
But also Twilight.
Plus Twilight. Yeah. Plus
what?
The fact that he like, doesn't he direct as well?
And he was married
to
Jenny Garth.
Directs
Isn't he
directs and he produces. Yeah.
He's not still married to Jenny Garth.
Oh no, they got divorced like 10 years
right.
ago.
That was a big deal though, I remember.
Yeah.
This is funny because this article came out. So he did A Day in My Life. That's what this is from, if you couldn't tell. And then the piece came out right after the strike was settled. So the Us Weekly editors kindly put his promotion back into the article, even though he didn't talk about it. It says, on this particular day in his life, Facinelli was joined by his friends and fellow actors on the SAG-AFTRA picket line. The union reached a tentative deal with AMPTP to end the nearly four-month-long strike on Wednesday, November 8th. In parentheses, his film On Fire premieres on VOD November 14th.
Have you seen the trailer for this
no.
movie?
Is he on fire? Is he a fireman?
It's like a wildfire movie
oh,
where
I've seen
there
that
was
movie.
A wildfire coming and he has to like escape the wildfires
okay.
with
Angelina
his family.
Jolie, I saw that movie.
It looks...
Destruction is catastrophic.
This is no joke.
The best thing to do is fireproof the house.
What was the movie called? For Whom?
Honestly,
the,
this looks,
For Whom the Bell hath Tolled?
For Whom the Fire Burns. It was
no,
called,
it was called like,
Those Who Wish Me Dead. Those Who Wish Me Dead. This is giving more like Dante's Peak.
Love that.
You
love
know,
that.
This is more Dante's Peak.
Hope they have
peak.
A little bit more realistically looking fire than the For Those the Fire Has Burned because...
Oh, no, this looks quite
oh,
cheap.
Oh, boy,
this
that fire was fire. Giving... It was giving not fire. It was giving zeros and ones.
The most memorable thing about Those Who Wish Me Dead to me was the fact that no one ever coughs. I think I complained about this
you did,
at the
you
time.
Did, you did, you
no
did.
No one ever
you did,
coughs.
You did,
They're
you
surrounded
did.
By smoke... For two hours and no one ever coughs.
Yeah. Why'd they put you in a fire tower?
Well, I'm just lucky, I guess.
Which tower?
217, close to you. So keep the barbecues low or I'm going to have to send in an airstrike.
Right.
Let's just move on to the actual show. Essence, in response, I mean, Essence does do Sexiest Man of the Year most years. I would say every year, but I think it's most years. They haven't released anything officially, like, in their magazine with, like, a number one, but on their Instagram, they released 7 possibilities for Essence's Sexiest Man of the Year as a rebuttal to people. Jalen Hurts, Method Man, Tyler Lepley, Lorenz Tate, Daniel Kaluuya, John Boyega. We should rank them.
I kind of don't know who some of these men are.
Well, I didn't know one of them because he was a football player.
Right, I don't know.
Jalen Hurts is a football player.
I don't know who
Tyler
Lepley is, though.
He's on P-Valley. Well, he was on Haves and Haves Nots. I think it goes, I'm sorry. Sorry to this Tyler Lepley. Tyler Lepley, Jalen Hurts.
Lorenz Tate.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. I was like, Lorenz Tate, but I think Lorenz Tate.
Daniel Kaluuya, or maybe John Boyega and Daniel are kind of in this.
John Boyega.
They're kind of the same, though. I think they're neck and neck, Daniel and John.
And then
Method Man number one, yeah.
Okay, Method Man at the top. We did it. Their caption was, "There is a sermon on our heart that we have to speak to. The Lord giveth, and we marvel at how excellent his work is. We have a few questions for the people, and feel all caps, and feel free to pinch us, because we may be dreaming. How is he the sexiest when they exist?" They mean Patrick Dempsey.
I mean, they're not wrong.
I'm still sort of agog by Patrick Dempsey.
I'm kind of agog that Essence is still publishing, but I love it. You love to see it. Actually, I'm not sure they are publishing a magazine, but they're definitely still like a brand publishing.
Actually, I want to see, is Essence print still happening? Yeah, it's still happening.
Okay, great.
They still got a print.
Amazing.
But it's like New York Magazine. It's only 6 a year.
When you do the photo shoot for Sexiest Man Alive, I'm curious. Does the photographer and do the people know why they're shooting you? Because I know it's very secretive, right?
Right, you're not allowed to talk about it at all. You're not allowed to mention it. So everybody signs these disclosures where you're not allowed to say what we're doing.
But they did know that that's why they were there.
The people that were at the shoot did know, yes.
Uh-huh. And they feel they have to know so they can give it a little extra something?
Yeah, I guess so. It's like the lighting is a little different, the energy. And it's electric.
Speaking of still happening, Baby to Baby Gala was 2 nights ago, and people still keep writing about it. It's maybe one of the most covered charity events of the year, wouldn't you say?
I think it's one of, like, basic celebrities' favorite charities. Like, a basic celebrities, mm-hmm. like, who doesn't love babies? Like, I really do think that this is just...
You can't go wrong.
Yeah, like, and you see, I was, I don't know, somebody posted something, and I saw in the comments another famous go, "I love Baby to Baby," and I'm like... Yeah, it's like saying you love babies. Who doesn't love... I mean, it's saying that you support babies. Who doesn't, like, support babies? You don't have to love babies. But
question.
I'm just saying, like, you support babies. I'm just saying, it's a very basic... It's a very generic, to me, very generic charity. It's giving UNICEF, mm-hmm. you know? Like, oh, you don't, like, help the children? And it's like, yeah, I fucking love helping children.
Yeah. It's like diapers, clothes, some food formula to... children in poverty around the country.
Baby.
I think actually around the world,
baby.
But at least around the country. Baby to Baby. They have a gala every year that all the thems and plenty of whos go to. And it's always hosted by the people who started the charity, whose names escape me. And then there's always some very famous honoree who gets the big award. This year it was Salma Hayek.
Yeah.
People donate, so you have to pay to, like, go in, like, get your table, your plate of food, 50% of the money they make in a year mm-hmm. at this mm-hmm. event from the
okay.
rich people.
All okay. right. Like, okay. We'll get to the good stuff.
Boring.
I'm sorry.
I made a quiz.
I'm happy for you, but I don't need to hear all of that. That's how I feel.
I made a quiz. Okay. I needed some context. So I made a little quiz. It's multi-format quiz, so there's some multiple choice. There's some audio to listen to. There's some fill in the blank, so let's just get started, okay?
Oh, Lord.
The Baby to Baby quiz.
Lindsay to Baby. Baby to Lindsay.
Baby to Lindsay. There we go. Baby to Lindsay. I consulted a few sources for this. People Magazine, Daily Mail, Women's Wear Daily, The Hollywood Reporter. But People's, one of People's many write-ups, the first one, began with a two-word lead. What is People's two-word lead for the story about Baby to Baby?
Oh, baby.
I'm going to give it to you. It's whoa,
okay,
baby.
Okay, I'm so... come on.
Whoa, baby. And then the story started. Okay. Another one of the stories that popped out as its own thing, covered by everyone, was one about someone whose dress, quote, split wide open, okay?
Did a baby come out?
Whose dress split wide open at the Baby to Baby event 2 nights ago? Was it Nikki Reed's dress, Lori Harvey's dress, Molly Sims's dress, or Chrissy Teigen's dress?
Was it Lori Harvey?
Chrissy Teigen's. Leave it to Chrissy Teigen to turn a devastating dress disaster into a laughable moment. On Saturday, the cookbook author walked the red carpet at the 2023 Baby to Baby Gala at the Pacific Design Center in Los Angeles while wearing a black one-shoulder gown with a flowing train, a thigh-high slit, and a sparkling flower embellishment spanning from the top of the slit to the opposite shoulder. Okay, this goes on and on and on describing the dress, and it says, but once, there are three more sentences describing the dress. But once Chrissy took her seat inside, the gorgeous gown split open in the back after her zipper seemingly broke.
Oh my God, I should have guessed her. I knew. I should have guessed that woman had some sort of wardrobe malfunction.
I thought that would be obvious. Anytime, if
you can't take her anywhere,
I'm calling inside job anytime.
I know Chrissy it feels Deacon's very much like Jennifer, pull the latch, and then the dress like breaks.
Pull the latch.
I don't know. That's not making any sense.
Someone's in the corner, pushes a button,
there's
and it
like,
just goes.
There's like fishing wire attached to her dress, and a woman is like reeling it in with a fishing rod.
Like a rod.
And it like
there
zips open her. Dress.
I don't know. A lot of solo people there, but some famous couples. Nicole Richie went with Joel Madden, and Sophia Richie Grange went with her husband, Blank Grange. Do you remember Sophia's husband's name?
Elliot. I will say the third time you've asked me on this podcast if I remember Sophia Richie's husband's name, and I've answered it correctly now.
See,
every
I forgot.
Time.
I completely forgot that I ever did that.
You forgot, and you underestimated me in the same exact.
Doesn't ring a bell.
But it's just funny that you did it again.
I hate this
and
couple.
And you did the same thing.
That's why. I hate this couple. I reject this couple.
Because you're like, I'm going to keep asking until Lindsay forgets, but I'm just telling you, I'm never going
to
forget.
I refuse to acknowledge this couple's fame. I hate it.
I know. Okay. I know. And yet it's baffling and it's real.
Okay. Zoe Saldana came with her husband, who famously took her last name.
Famously.
Remember? His last name is Saldana. What is his first name? Lorenzo, Angelo, Carlo, or Marco?
Is it Lorenzo?
Marco Saldana.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Zoe.
I googled Italian men names to match with Marco. Okay.
I could tell. Okay. I could tell. Good job.
Who wore a lot of gowns, beautiful gowns, little sparkly, gorgeous gowns. Who wore a shirt with words on it? Was it Lucy Hale, Gwyneth Paltrow, Catherine McPhee, or Vanessa Bryant?
Vanessa Bryant?
Gwyneth Paltrow. Because Gwyneth Paltrow had a goop booth backstage. She was doing something. Okay?
Oh, Lord.
She was serving food. She was serving food.
So it said serving
it said
food
like
on it?
What goop did it say? X. No, it said Goop Kitchen. Goop Kitchen. That's what it said.
Oh, okay.
Goop Kitchen.
Right.
Okay.
She was back there serving the food.
She
I
was
bet,
making some
herself.
Food. Yeah. No, she was. What was she okay. spotted preparing backstage? And she was spotted on her
Instagram. Oh,
she was
God.
Spotted on her Instagram because everyone else was hanging out and she was like cooking, literally. Okay.
Yeah, sure she was.
Was she cooking oysters, scallops?
It better have been baby food.
Oysters, scallops, shrimp, or vegan ceviche?
Vegan ceviche sounds like a trick.
Yeah, you're right. That's true. It is a trick.
Was it scallops?
It was oysters.
Why would you serve that at an
it
event?
Was
okay, that makes more
Paltrow,
sense.
Paltrow, 51.
Why would you do scallops?
Paltrow, 51, for her part, carried out catering duties at the event, manning the Broad Street Oyster Co. and Goop Kitchen
she
Station.
She didn't.
She was seen in a video
she
shared on her
didn't.
Instagram story, adding chili oil to a tray of oysters after swapping
absolute
her glam
liar.
Arrival look for a uniform and apron. Okay.
Liar ass. Sorry, she was not. She did it for 4 seconds. She said, come get a pic of me serving the food.
What did Normani not bring as an accessory? Long black gloves, kind of like past the elbow. A crystal bracelet to match her Dolce & Gabbana crystal dress. A small, sparkling crystal handbag to match her Dolce & Gabbana crystal dress. Or a copy of her new album.
A copy of her new album.
Correct, correct. Okay, we can move on. For some reason, I copied and pasted this into my doc where I put the quiz. My little notes app doc from The Hollywood Life. It just says, latest news. Brooke Shields' favorite espresso glasses are on sale just in time for the holidays.
Speaking of galas, speaking of awards. Speaking
oh,
of,
awards.
Speaking of,
I love this.
Speaking of award shows, speaking of glamour, speaking of glitz, this my version of the Baby to Baby are the CMA Awards.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kidding. Meaning I don't care about them, but somehow they come up every year on this podcast.
They do.
How's that? I guess the quote-unquote news from it is that Tracy Chapman won Song of the Year and actually also won a different one single of the year, too, which is different versions of the same award.
Yeah.
And she wasn't there, naturally. She won it for a cover of a song that she wrote. And people were like, wow, that's basically the first time a black woman has ever won a CMA. Wild. And she didn't even perform it, and she wasn't even there. So slay mama. And to the CMAs. And she sent a statement, but the CMAs were like pretty funny otherwise. I didn't watch them, but I got enough from looking around. And I wrote a quiz about the CMAs for you.
That's how I feel about the CMAs. I got enough by looking around.
But I also, it's only five questions. So, and I feel like it's a little bit easier. It's a little bit more digestible. So let me see if you can handle this. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know if you know this, but the CMAs are now hosted by a sports guy, Peyton Manning, and a guy named Luke. Okay.
I didn't know that.
Which of these Peyton Manning and Luke duos is the right pairing of people who hosted the CMAs? Ready?
Oh, no. Oh, my God. That's why you didn't tell me a Luke last name. Okay.
Was it Peyton Manning and Luke Bryan? Was it Peyton Manning and Luke Wilson? Was it Peyton Manning and Luke Combs? Or was it Peyton Manning and Luke Evans?
Okay, it wasn't Luke Evans. Oh, Luke Bryan.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Welcome to the CMA Awards. I'm your host, Luke Bryan.
And I'm your host, Peyton Manning. We're back.
Okay, next question. As we talked about, Tracy Chapman won Song of the Year thanks to a cover
by
Luke Combs.
Your quiz is already better.
She wasn't there to accept. The Song of the Year category featured three nominated songs about cars. That's out of five. So three of the songs were nominated about cars.
Okay.
Two of those cars are trucks. Can you name... So one of them was Fast Car and the other two were about trucks. Can you name the other two songs that won... that were nominated for Song of the Year that were about trucks?
No, I know one of them is Wait in the Truck.
That's correct. Ding ding ding. You got one of them, Wait in the Truck.
What's the guy called?
Hardy. The other one is a song in which a woman compares something to
Heart Like a Truck. Heart Like a Truck. Yes.
Heart Like a Truck by Lainey Wilson.
Oh,
okay, good
my
job.
God.
Yes. All three of those songs about vehicles were also nominated for Single of the Year. I mean,
God,
we're just like
Tracy
not
Chapman's
even reaching.
Like, I'm just in a normal car.
Yeah.
I'm in a sedan.
Truly, truly. And the car isn't even that fast. It's a metaphor. Okay. Heart Like a Truck. Okay. Number three.
Fast car is a metaphor?
This woman won Entertainer of the Year, making her the first woman to win it since Taylor Swift in 2011, because apparently Taylor Swift isn't allowed to be playing in the CMA's game anymore. So, was it Carrie Underwood, B, Kelsey Ballerini, C, Carly Pierce, or D, Heart Like a Truck, Lainey Wilson?
It's got to be Lainey Wilson.
It was Lainey Wilson. Yeah. She slayed the game. She slayed the game at the CMA's.
Kelsey Ballerini wishes. Are you kidding?
Okay. She was snubbed. Number four, which Who Weekly featured artist won New Artist of the Year? Was it A, Zach Bryan, who I already told you was snubbed, B, Jelly Roll, C, Parker McCollum, or D, Megan Maroney?
I'm going to guess Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll,
yes. Oh, by the way, Jelly Roll got his award, then dropped it on the ground right after. And it crashed because it's made out of glass. Fun fact.
That's good.
Okay, he performed like 15 times with different people. It's insane. Like, he just kept coming out and performing. And one of the performances was of the song Love Can Build a Bridge. And he brought out a guest that you know, but I don't think you'd ever guess came out and sang this song. Okay, who came out and sang Love Can Build a Bridge with Jelly Roll? Was it A, Tamar Braxton, B, Tinashe, C, K Michelle, or D, Keisha Cole?
I recently saw a headline about K Michelle, so I'm going to guess K Michelle.
I don't understand how she got to the CMAs, but she came out and sang Love Can Build a Bridge with Jelly Roll at the finale of the CMAs.
That like matches her register. I could see her like doing a Winona.
Don't you think it's time? The incredible K Michelle.
I would whisper love so loudly every heart could understand. Love and only love. Join the tribes, man. I would give my all desire so that you might see. The first step is to realize that it all begins with you and me.
A singer named Priscilla Block wore a blinged out bright yellow and orange safety vest themed fit, and she dragged along a traffic cone down the red carpet. I'm going to send you a photo right now so you can look.
Okay.
My question is, why?
Oh, I haven't...
Why? Okay.
Wait, that's exactly what I pictured, but I thought that was too crazy.
Okay, A, she used to be a construction worker before going viral on TikTok. B, Once on tour, she didn't have enough clean clothes, so she stopped at a gas station and bought a safety vest. C, to promote her new single, Don't Be Doing Construction on My Heart. Or D, it's actually designer. Which one is it?
I think it's not. I think it's not C or D. I think it's B, that she wore a safety vest.
You are correct. She wore one, and now like her fans like wear them. I don't know, but the girlie was dragging a traffic cone down the red carpet.
That's like a real traffic cone.
Don't you think a good song will be "Don't Be Doing Construction on My Heart"?
I think you should write it.
Don't be doing construction on my heart.
Parentheses on my heart, right? Don't come walking in like you own it, you own it. I hate to break it to you, you don't, yeah, you don't. You think you're such a star, but here's the funny part. No one even knows who you are. This is my bar.
I want to be famous.
We're going to tell you about a new show called Jocular, hosted by ER Fightmaster, whom we've talked about on the podcast before, Tien Tran, and Katie Kershaw. They're comedians, they're writers, and they're also best friends who are obsessed with women's sports. Kind of like I'm becoming obsessed with women's sports.
You are.
They're exploring all things queer, trans, and women-focused in the world of sports, and in each episode, they'll cover the latest games, debate pressing issues, and review how they're all really horny for basically everyone in the game. This is every time I talk to someone who's a fan of women's sports, like a genuine fan of women's sports, not like a newbie like me, they're like, horny, 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 horny. I'm horny for all of them.
I know. They're always crushing on people in the game. But that's why it's like we need a podcast that's not us to kind of tell us what we're supposed to care about, who we're supposed to care about, who's hot and who's sexy and who we're paying attention to.
Yes, and that's what Jocular is for. Friends and experts will join to share their takes on sports ranging from women's basketball to soccer to power slapping. I don't even know what power slapping is, but I'm in. So tune in every Friday for new episodes of Jocular on Apple, Amazon, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts now.
Hi, this is Amy Poehler here to tell you about a new improvised show from Paper Kite Podcasts, the team that brought you Say More with Dr. Sheila. Check out our new parody podcast, Women Talking About Murder. It's a show about women talking about murder. Every episode features special guests, twists, turns, and the mystery of a missing co-host. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Vet bills can be expensive, but Spot Pet Insurance can give you up to 90% cash back on vet bills, so you can worry less about high vet bills. Yep, up to 90% cash back on vet bills for unexpected accidents, illness, and even routine care. And with Spot Pet Insurance plans, you can go to any vet you want in the U.S. or Canada. There's no network you need to stick to, so visit your favorite vet, and you can save money on expensive vet bills. That's Spot Pet Insurance. It's no wonder Spot is America's favorite pet insurance. Visit spotpet.com for a free quote today. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Spot Pet Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produce Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC. This is an independent ad from Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC.
I want to be famous.
And we're still talking about awards for some reason. The Grammys announced their nominations, and as you know, the award we care about is Best New Artist. I mean, we care about other awards vaguely, but I would say award. Best New Artist is the Who Weekly Award. Meaning, like, who are they? Are they whose? Are they thems? Mm-hmm. Are they long-suffering musicians who we've been knowing about for years? You know?
Yeah.
Is it Kim Petras? Which is funny because this year I feel like for the first time in a while, I would say this year's list to me is a really good swatch of new music artists, of artists that feel new
so
to
too.
This year. Like, who
so
feel
too.
Not necessarily like, oh, I'd never heard of them until this year, but this is the year where people were asking us, and I would say we're a really good barometer for this. People were calling our podcast and saying, who is Gracie Abrams? Who is Ice Spice? Who is Jelly Roll? Who is Noah Kahane? Who is, Fred again? Like, those feel genuinely like people that you guys have been calling about and asking about. So I'm
how do you say his last name? Is it Kahane? I thought it was Khan.
Well, I keep changing it because one of them's got to be right.
One of them, you got to be right eventually.
So we've got Gracie Abrams, aka JJ Abrams' daughter, who was opening for Taylor Swift.
Kahane.
Is it Kahane? Okay.
Yeah.
She also opened for Olivia Rodrigo. And then we have Fred again, who is like the name on everyone's lips has got to be
We've
Fred
We've almost
again.
Talked about him 1 million times. Timmy's obsessed Boring. With Fred again. But there's what are Boring, we going to say though. About Fred again? He's a DJ.
He's a British electronic music producer, like Ice Spice, obviously. Ice Spice and Jelly Roll, who's next on the list, are the cultural breakouts of this list, I would say, in terms yes. of the people that most people might know.
I throw Gracie Abrams up there, but
name a
not,
song.
Not to the extent of, I'm not 20. I just know that, like, if I were 20, everyone would.
No, but you could name, even though you're not 20, you could name a Jelly Roll song and an Ice Spice song.
Yeah.
And Gracie Abrams, I'm telling you, I know who that is, but I couldn't name a song. Did I fall out of line when I called you? Okay, not done. Coco Jones, a.k.a.
You would too for a check.
I was an employee.
I'm really goofy and like regular. I don't like to be like, hi guys, so da-da-da-da. Yes, I did that. And you would do it too for a check. I was an employee. And I was going to get employee of the month. And that's on period.
Okay, incredible. And what's crazy is that she's explaining like why people had these like these misunderstandings about who she was as a person. She was like, I was employee and I was doing a good job. And I got employee of the month. And you would too for a check. Coco Jones, incredible. Great, and
she got
great
a.
Singer.
She's been.
Great performer.
She's been getting 1,000 nominations for stuff this year. Maybe I need you,
but I leave you. I sing you. Noah Kahan, who we talked about, Stick Season, etc. And I would say the two artists in this list that have been around that people are probably going to be more like. Oh, yeah, they've been around, is Victoria Monet, who's a songwriter and has had music as well herself.
Right.
She's written Grammy-nominated and winning songs for like 10 years now.
The
and
true heads have known Victoria Monet for a long time.
And then Bobby's fave, The Warren Treaty.
The reason she's a new artist is because she only just released her first LP. So despite the fact that she's been an artist for a long time, because she didn't release her first album until this year, she can call herself a new artist. Like, she fits within the parameters of the award, even though when you read Best New Artist, you're sort of like, she's not exactly new. That's why, you know? Warren Treaty, the same thing. But Warren Treaty haven't been around as long as Victoria Monet. Also, they're cute. They're a couple.
The Warren Treaty. Can you explain that name? How you guys came up with that name?
Yeah, we came up with the name doing something that most couples do, arguing. Already about changing the name of our band. This was our eighth name change, and it was getting
heated. Changed the name 8 times.
I wanted the name to really mean something, and Tanya suggested that, you know, we stop arguing. She was like, Michael, calm down. This is not the war. You know, we need to come to some sort of treaty. And I was like, that's the name. The War and Treaty. The natural tug and pull of life. So
Future Lindsay here. When I was doing some video research on War and Treaty to find a fun clip, which I just played, I also found out that the singer from War and Treaty, her name is Tanya Trotter, was the girlie in Sister Act 2 who sang His Eyes Are on the Sparrow with Lauryn Hill. That's amazing. I sing because I'm happy,
and I sing because it wouldn't be Grammy's new best new artist unless there was like people on there that were truly like lifers, you know? Like,
yes,
that's kind of
yes.
part of the vibe. And it is,
yeah.
But it's what's charming about this category is it's funny to have Fred again up against, you know, the Warren Treaty and Victoria Monet. Like, that's fun. This is a good spread, I really think. I like it. I'm happy.
When you look into this and you go, they're not exactly new, look into the actual parameters for this nomination and they will fit in. It's like,
totally.
The parameters are actually quite broad.
And also, like, again, like, what are you trusting the Grammys to tell you about cool music? You shouldn't.
Yeah,
but
you shouldn't.
I would say this year, if I were to show this list to somebody and they listen to a playlist of it, I do think they'd get a nice run through the year.
Yeah, music
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I think so. I really think so.
And I really don't. We were talking about this privately, but I'm sort of like, I don't know who's going to win.
If you try and guess based on the like, who's a Grammys artist? You're either exactly correct and it's her, or you're completely wrong. So yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's kind of exciting.
Can you do me a favor really quickly? I'm sorry.
What?
Can you read the entire People exclusive article inside Chrishell Stouse's Friendsgiving at home with her Selling Sunset pals, quote, a lot of love. I want you to read every single word of it, please.
Last, Bobby was like, I don't know, there's not a lot going on the dock for tomorrow, we're gonna need more stuff. And then I was like, oh no, I'm gonna read the entirety of this article about Chrishell Stouse's Friendsgiving at home with her Selling Sunset pals, a lot of love exclusive. Like, I'm gonna have to read this whole article.
This was done like,
this is promos giving, honey. Promos giving.
It's not
this
Friendsgiving if you have other Thanksgiving plans. This is just like a dinner party in November.
You can have Friendsgiving if you also have other plans, but this is promos giving. This is, you know what this is giving? Alison Roman making Thanksgiving content in June and then having a fake Thanksgiving to eat it. Yeah. This is just like
they're
a
all
fake
the Thanksgiving,
Thanksgiving
content. Click it, read the whole thing.
Chrishell Stouse gets by with little help from her friends. The real estate agent, 42, hosted a Friendsgiving dinner last weekend, sponsored by 21 Seeds Tequila, and invited many of her Selling Sunset castmates along with more friends. Speaking exclusively with People about the event, Chrishell Stouse says, I think any excuse to get your friends all together is something I'm always looking for. Quote, getting everyone together, it can be stressful, especially when something like a new season of Selling Sunset comes out, linked. So being able to, in brackets, connect about... how grateful we are for having a platform, good, bad, or indifferent of what that sometimes the show involves. There's a lot of love there. She continues. What the fuck does that mean? Add Stouse in brackets. It was important to then celebrate and make sure everyone knows how grateful I am for their friendship. Then there's a picture of her making a
jalapeno
with the sponsored tequila. Then there's an then it says, Stouse was joined by her partner, G-Flip, as well as Heather Rael Musa, and her husband, Tarek El Musa, Emma Hernan, and Chelsea Lascani. Molly Burnett, Nina Parker, Ruben Moore, and Chris Appleton were among the other guests in attendance. Then there's a weird picture of them all cheersing with, like, literally the woman, like, who's, like, running the bar, like, the people who are helping with the, like, they got them in the photo, which I think is a little bit, like, all right. According to Stouse, several more people were invited, but they couldn't make it because the gathering was kind of last minute. The guest list was no cause for drama, she says. Quote, I totally understand why some people couldn't come last minute. What the fuck is that?
This is a reference to the show.
No, it's not.
Because the show, so much of the show has been like, oh, Chrishell didn't show up to something. She's trying to make it seem like there's no hard feelings with regards to any of the no-shows.
I think you're giving Chrishell a lot of credit for weaving in plot lines, but yeah, perhaps. During the dinner, Stouse and her guests enjoyed a meal crafted by Chef Chrissy Tinsay, who the reality star says was, quote, so incredible. Quote, a lot of my friends don't cook, and I didn't want the stress of them having to think about, oh gosh, where do I get something? Or what do I bring? She explained. So I said, don't bring anything. I got it all covered. And they just came over and had a great time. The food was delicious. Some of the items on the menu included herb roasted turkey, honey mustard glazed chicken, mushroom leek cornbread, cranberry compote, and roasted butternut squash. And Stouse says that she made sure to have vegan options for her friends as well. Quote, I feel like that's the main job of a host, to make sure you're accommodating everyone's dietary needs and everything, she explains. So we had it all. Stouse and her guests sipped on drinks from 21 Seeds Tequila beverage line. Quote, we're all fans of tequila, but I have to say as we get older, the next day after having tequila is not so fun. So I feel like 21 Seeds, because it's all natural, it's got the real fruit in there and it doesn't have all the sugar, it's kinder to me the next day.
Tequila doesn't have sugar in it.
And also, it just takes time away from mixing drinks because the flavor's already there. Oh my god, she got pre-mixed tequila drinks? Gross. It cuts out a huge step for me. So it's simple, it's easy, it tastes good, and it feels a little better for your head the next day. And as for a favorite 21 Seeds tequila flavor, the Days of Our Lives and All My Children alum says, I go back and forth, but if I'm feeling spicy and want something a little kick, I love the cucumber jalapeno. And then other times, I love a paloma, so the grapefruit hibiscus is another big favorite of mine. That's the end of the
article. That's where it ends. That's just where it ends.
An incredible kicker.
I can't believe this. And what I also can't believe is one of the guests there is an E! News journalist.
Yeah, literally. Somebody from E! News promoting this show. Do you think that the tequila company was like, can you host a thing of Friendsgiving? And Chrishell was like, yeah, let me do it to promote the new season and have it like right after it drops or something. Yeah. And then basically no one could come because, again, it's like so far away from Thanksgiving that they were like, why?
Why would I do this? And also, I'm sure people still do have beef with her. Like, it's like, oh, don't read into the fact that, like, Amanza isn't here. It's like, how would I not read into that fact? I just watched the entire season of Selling Sunset in, like, 2 days, and you and Amanza have beef. And now the Oppenheim idiots are talking to People, giving exclusive comments like, they're better now. And it's like, First of all, why is the man talking for these people? Second of all, why is Chrishell trying to act like everything's fine when literally the narrative on Netflix is that everything is not fine?
I mean, it's a fake show, Bobby. It's fake. It's you're going off, but it's fake.
Okay. I told you this. I was like, why do I care so much? No reality show does this to me.
I was like, does he know it's a fake show?
No reality show makes me this fucking insane.
He's like, oh, why would Amanda go to Chrishell's Friendsgiving if a scene where they yelled at each other, I saw the... I'm like, it's fake.
All I'm trying to do is protect Amanda. And I'm also trying to figure out how the fuck Cassandra knows Brie, because...
I told you what I thought.
I need to know why Cassandra knows Brie.
Well, we will be talking more about Selling Sunset on the Patreon.
Yeah, on the Patreon. Okay.
Hey, babe. Hi. I'm here with Chrishell.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's just she doesn't really want to be friends with me. And she told me it was because I was jealous. I was crying.
I never said you're jealous. That those words never one time came out of my mouth. Not one time.
Okay, but
she didn't tell me that.
I have never. You know this is all on camera, right? I didn't just say that.
Okay, then you said that I was like annoyed about you. I don't know what you said. Then repeat yourself.
I'd be happy to, but please don't put words into my mouth. I don't appreciate
okay,
that.
Okay,
guys, do I have to be on this call?
There's more Spawn that I'm not going to read in full, but I did notice. To segue from this horrible 21 Seeds tequila Spawn, Amelia Gray Hamlin is doing Spawn for the Motorola Razr Plus, which is the new iteration of the iconic Razr from, when was that, 2004, 2003? Is that when the Razr came out?
They're bringing back the Razr? It wasn't even good when it was out, guys.
It folds. I wanted one so badly.
Did you ever touch one? Did you ever use one? They sucked.
Yeah, the buttons were
like flat and they would get stuck.
Yeah, the buttons were flat, which was difficult. But there were also ones that were like more plasticky, and then there were ones that were more metallic. So I liked the ones that were heavier than obviously the heavier ones just felt better in the hand.
So anyway, Motorola is desperately trying to all the other phone companies are like desperately trying to bring back phones because they know that the Zoomers are like, we want to be disconnected. They don't, but we want to be disconnected. So we want to use like old phones or whatever. They don't. So they're saying like, oh, like here's an old phone for you. The Razr Plus.
As a kid of the early aughts, Amelia Gray Hamlin definitely owned one thing, a Motorola Razr flip phone. Quote, it was literally the first phone that I texted on, the model tells People exclusively. Okay, so I can't read every word of this.
She wore the phone folded over the band of her skirt as if that's A, how you're supposed to use the phone, and B, as if that's a chic way to style a phone.
It looks awful. I mean, I'm sure she's getting paid handsomely, but it looks awful. At the Glamour Woman of the Year Awards, she like posed with this phone in every possible space.
You know, I am by force Big Apple. Like, trust me, I don't want to be, but I am. And it's just so funny to me that the only way these phones can come for Apple, they think, is to create a phone that flips. Like, to them, that is like somehow the missing element that they are claiming everybody with an Apple, with an iPhone wants. You know, I wish this phone flipped. Damn.
All I want is small. Flip, not flip, whatever. I just want it small. And I can't get that.
The mini is gone. All right.
The mini's gone. I can't get it. I want small.
All I want is mini bag. You would fold it so hard. You would snap it so hard and it would shatter into a million pieces.
Like, I'd angrily
Jelly Rolls CMA award. Yep.
I'd angrily hang up the phone or something, or I'd angrily whop it open and then it would shatter and then I'd go back in. I'd whop it open and it would break. Amelia Gray Hamlin talks her love of iconic flip phones and how to take the perfect selfie exclusive People, November 9, 2023. Amelia Gray Hamlin reveals what she loves to steal from her famous parents' closets exclusive, November 12, 2023. Same writer. But I gotta say, the Spawn is much more forced in this one because it goes, there are so many things in my dad and mom's closets that I can appreciate. I would never pick one closet to borrow clothes from for the day. I would have to style both of them together, the model 22 says while chatting with People exclusively about her partnership with the Motorola. Like, I can't listen to this. Okay.
I can't listen to this.
I do want to hear what Joey Fatone has to say about getting cosmetic surgery, because
Joey Fatone, 46, gets candid about the cosmetic procedures he's undergone after sharing before and after snaps of his results. It's crazy how many guys get work done.
Hey, so it's been about a week now. You know, I actually had no bruising, very, very little, to middle loop bruising, which is pretty crazy, of this whole week, even the 48 hours. So it's been pretty amazing. I mean, as you can see my neck right now, there's a little scarring. I don't know if you can see a dot there, and there's a dot over here. My stomach is definitely went down. My back has definitely been a lot slender. I don't have any like the little roll that I did before. It's pretty interesting to see the results already, and I'm still like kind of swollen a little bit, they keep saying, so it's gonna even get any better. So we'll see what happens.
And he's out here using it also. He's like, no secret, and also definitely getting it for free too, like by promoting. Yeah. It's so many layers of kind of, for Joey Fatone's journey, he's like, I'm not embarrassed about like getting this stuff done, so I might as well kind of, you know, promote it, get it for free, and be like, this is an important issue.
I would actually argue that it is an important issue. No, I'm saying I agree with him. No, I think we've talked about this in the podcast before. I think the issue with plastic surgery is that, or cosmetic surgery, is that celebrities pretend that they don't get it. And that's what Joey Fatone is saying. When they tell dumb, normal people that, no, all I did was like exercise and drink water, that's fucked up.
We think as a culture that we can spot a lot of plastic surgery, and I think we can, but I also think there's so much plastic surgery that we cannot spot. And I don't think a lot of people have the eye for that. Some people do.
If you're a surgeon, yeah, you have the eye. Right. Yeah.
But sometimes you don't know a procedure even exists to spot out what would have happened if somebody did it. You know what I mean? You're like, why do your eyes look bigger? Is it makeup? It's like, no, it's a blef or whatever, you know, that kind of thing. You'd have to know that what a blef was. So basically what I'm trying to say is, to your point, I do think that a lot of people are not spotting all of, you see someone and you're like, wow, they look great. Like, but a lot of it is work that you just can't spot because it's good work. And that's what I think is good about this. Well, because also the other thing that so many guys get done, which he got done, is the hair plug stuff. It's crazy how much guys get work done, he tells People exclusively. They don't broadcast it because a lot of men are very shy or embarrassed about it, but there's nothing to be embarrassed about. I'm never afraid to tell people about this stuff. Who cares? Wow, he's giving Joy Behar. I love it.
Good for him. And I still haven't seen My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3.
Me too. And you know what? I've started it 2 times, and both times I said, I can't do this. I can't do this.
You don't even want to get to Rita. You don't even get to Rita Wilson's song?
You try and sit through the first 15 minutes of that movie and tell me if you can go further.
I didn't know there was an air sculpt. Is that like as scary, like cool sculpting?
I think that's lipo.
Lipo. So air sculpting is just lipo by a different name or something. I'm not gonna get into it. I'm gonna Google it later and figure it out.
Do you see the little dot 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 of the tummy that they got?
Yeah. I don't think
cool sculpting doesn't do that. Also, I'm too scared of cool sculpting after what they did to Linda Evangelista.
Yeah.
Relationships. Let's move. Let's move.
So many relationships.
I don't want to dwell on this. It's bleaking me out. We already talked about Kiki Palmer and Darius, her father of her child, etc.
Celebrity stories.
I mean, they got together, they broke up, they got back together, and now I'm glad about that they're actually broke up, because it was obviously a bad vibe. And the only reason we know they're broken up is because it's now in the courts, because she is suing him for various things, including abuse. And she also wants sole custody, and he sucks. And
But she got a restraining order. She has full custody. Her mom spoke out, but Darius is still like posting about it, which is truly the worst.
Yeah. And also it's just like, how dare you? Like, you're not going to win. Kiki's like America's sweetheart. You're like, you're not going to win on this one, guy. Mm-hmm. You should like take it somewhere else, basically, because you're not going to win. Another couple that we thought broke up, but now is just promoting how together they are, David Harbour and Lily Allen. They are, quote, so great, quote, we grow closer and closer.
David Harbour says marriage to Lily Allen is, quote, so great. Exclusive.
So great. So great.
The full quote is, we have these two kids, and it's so great.
So great.
I want to be famous.
I love my Helix mattress. I love my Helix pillow. What else is there to say about Helix? I freaking love it. When I sleep on other beds, I get mad.
What is there else to say is that I come back to my bed and I'm like, this is the bed. This is the bed. And it's honestly spoiled me for other beds. And I don't like traveling sometimes because I'm like, this is not my bed. Where's my bed?
I want my bed.
It's my special bed. It's my special mattress, because it is a mattress that is made for my body.
Mm-hmm. I took the Helix quiz. It told me which Helix mattress to get, and that's the one I got, and that's the one that I love, and that's the one that I will not stop using because it's the best mattress I've ever slept on. Mm-hmm. The mattress is so good that when we got it, my cat Winston became obsessed with it, and now he's on it all the time, and I'm
like,
you have to move because need to sleep on the bed. It's my bed. It's not your bed.
Wow.
He's obsessed with it. It's irritating, actually. Wow. He likes the Helix so much.
So rude.
Everybody is unique, and I mean everybody, two words, because everyone sleeps differently. Their bodies are different, and that's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. I'm a side sleeper / stomach sleeper. Some people are back sleepers. Some people are exclusively side sleepers. There's a Helix mattress for all of you. Not only is the Helix the best mattress I've ever slept on, the setup was fast and easy. Their mattresses are delivered in a box and straight to your door. You just open it up and it like kind of like blows back up after it comes out of the plastic, and you put it on your bed and it's amazing. Plus, Helix mattresses all come with a 10 or 15 year warranty depending on the model. And if you don't want to take our word for it, Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/who. That's helixsleep.com/who. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Springtime vibes are in the air, and when I bring in some beautiful flowers that are blooming, I want to smell them, not the litter box. And I can, thanks to Pretty Litter. I'm going to correct this ad because I didn't bring any flowers in, but you know what I did cook yesterday? A big pot of beans. It smelled delicious in my apartment. It smelled like all the yummy stuff I was cooking, and it didn't smell like cat poo-poo or cat pee-pee because I use Pretty Litter.
You're saying springtime vibes are in the air, and when I cook a big pot of beans, I'd rather smell them,
yes,
not the litter box.
I'd rather smell beans than flour. I'm trying to personalize
it. I don't think Pretty Litter would mind you correcting their intro with your own personal endorsement, which is that you want to smell your beans.
Yes. Delicious, fragrant beans with bay leaves and garlic and onion. This is all to say that nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra-absorbent, it's lightweight, it's low dust, and 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month. So I know that when people come over to my apartment, they're going to be smelling whatever I'm cooking, whatever's in the air, you know, like whatever candle I lit. They're not going to smell what's in the litter box because it soaks it all up. Plus, the crystals change color to indicate early signs of potential illness in my cat, like UTIs, kidney issues, and more. So when the colors change, you can tell your vet what happened so they know what to look for. And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to my door. I never run out. I don't have kitty litter bags taking up a lot of space in my little apartment. Go to prettylitter.com/who to save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy. That's prettylitter.com/who to save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy. prettylitter.com/who. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Looking for an apartment sucks wherever you live. People in New York will say, oh, it's so hard to find an apartment here. It's hard to find an apartment anywhere. It stinks. You have your mandatories. You have the things that you won't compromise on. You have the things that you don't care about. Like, let's say, oh, dishwasher. I need a dishwasher. I need a dishwasher. I can't live without a dishwasher. I don't care if I don't have a washer and dryer. Some people feel the exact opposite. Some people don't need any amenities. Some people need an elevator. Some people don't.
That's so beautiful. We all need different things. And that's why Apartments.com has an app where you can literally use it to tell it what you need and what you don't need. And it tells you, oh, apartments. Here's some.
So instead of looking through every single rental listing you possibly can in the neighborhoods you want, you set and forget, like in that old rotisserie grill ad, you set and forget what you want, and Apartments.com will let you know when an apartment that matches what you want appears on the market.
From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tools let you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking are listed. So you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alerts mean you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time doing you.
Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
I want to be famous.
I gasped. I was in Lindsay's apartment. I was sitting on her couch when I found out the car. How did I miss this? They've been together for a very long time. I had no idea that Carson Daly's wife's name is Siri. Like, you, the robot?
Yeah, Bobby was ignoring me for 10 minutes and then looked up and goes, Carson Daly's wife is named Siri? And I went, like, spelled like the phone? And he was like, yeah.
I guess she's on the Today Show all the time, like her husband, like cooking, because she's a food blogger.
All right, we all love to grill burgers in the summertime, but sometimes you want to light things up a bit. So our good friend and Today contributor, Siri Daly, has the recipe.
Yes, we love her. Yes. She is the author of Seriously Delicious. It's a great cookbook, and this meal is no exception.
Can I just say something, though? It's even funnier because I get that her name is Siri Daly, sure, But because they're calling her just Siri, it sounds like he's married to the phone. Sorry.
Well, that, Lindsay, that's what I thought. I thought it was a joke headline at first where it's like, oh, his phone's his wife and he asks the wife questions all the time.
Like, quote, Carson Daly says his wife Siri is really the cook in this family. But
yeah, I thought it was
grilling,
like Siri. I thought he was going to be like
Siri, how do
Apple.
I cook?
I thought it was he's Apple like, Spawn. Like, Siri, what should
Siri,
I have for dinner?
How do I grill? Yeah.
No, he's talking about his wife Siri who likes to cook.
Siri's my wife. That's my wife, Siri.
I thought it was like Carson and the Real Girl or something, but it's like, no, it's a human woman. It's a human woman named Siri who loves to cook and solve Carson's problems.
But her name is Siri Daly and her Instagram is, are you ready for it? Seriously Delicious. Seriously Delicious. Author of Seriously Delicious.
I don't think that there's any way you can be on the Today Show and not be an absolute basket case lunatic.
That's actually a recipe in her cookbook, Seriously Delicious, basket cake.
Like all these people on Today Show pretending to live normal lives, but they get up at like 3 a.m. and go to Manhattan and like talk to America for 5 hours a day and then like go to sleep at 6 p.m. It's like being relatable when you have like the one of the top five weirdest jobs in the country, like
it's also just like, if your husband's already doing it, you're just like, might as well do it
too.
May
as well.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, Carson's already getting up. So Siri Daly is like, I'll go on the Today Show and make my husband's his favorite meal of classic meat and potatoes combo with some seriously delicious twists.
Why do you think Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough started fucking? It's like, because they had the same schedule. Like,
you're
that's
so
why.
Right. You're so fucking right.
That's
why. Why do you think our angels, Amy and TJ, started fucking?
Because they have the same schedule. You got to have the same lunatic schedule. Savannah Chrisley goes Instagram official with...
Savannah Chrisley is still dating this guy who somebody tried to murder. I'm sorry. I just can't get over that Savannah Chrisley is like, I love my boyfriend. He was part of a murder plot. Like, she cannot stop being crazy like this.
Savannah Chrisley explains why dad Todd Chrisley is very against meeting her new boyfriend. And I was like, is it because he's in prison? And the answer is yes, it's because he's in prison. He doesn't want to meet the new boyfriend while he's in prison.
Because he didn't want Savannah Chrisley to bring her boyfriend to prison to meet her father. He's like, I'll meet him later.
He's not going to see me in this atmosphere, in this environment.
I'm sorry. Can you imagine Todd Chrisley hearing about who Savannah's dating? He's like, wait, what? He was, somebody tried to murder him? I'm sorry. That would be a great plot for their show. Oh my God. Not me missing the Chrisleys. Like, bring back the Chrisleys.
Ugh, this family. That family freaks me out.
Freaks me out. So scary. Okay.
You know, Savannah is my baby girl. It's my job as her dad to run these guys through the ringer, to find out what comes out on the other side.
Intimidate.
It's not
bully.
It's, I don't bully anyone. Why would you say that? Mm-hmm.
I love this. Possible, Shawn Mendes, possible new girlfriend, Charlie Travers, stripped down to underwear for flirty beach date, which is the most Call the Pops beach date I've ever seen in my entire life.
It's so crazy. He's wearing, he does Calvin Spawn.
He's always wearing his
underwear at the beach, which I think people were like, wow, that's like the strangest thing he's ever done. But I would argue it's just the most sponsored content thing he's ever done, where he's just wearing sexy undies at the beach. And his girlfriend is also wearing sexy undies at the beach. So
it's
just
like, they don't have bathing suits. They're just in their underwear. Oh my God, it's so flirty. Oh, it's so flirty. And then like 2 days later, he was smoking a cigarette, or I don't know if it was tobacco or weed, but he's smoking something.
God, I do love it. He's always spotted with an older woman. She's 37.
It's
25.
The chiropractor. He's always with his.
No, but this quote, other girlie is also older. Charlie Travers. The one in the phone.
Oh, I didn't realize Charlie Travers was 37.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, like, it's he's always with an older, he loves an older woman.
So who is Charlie Travers?
I don't know. Sorry.
She's a model. Oh, you know what? Tell me if you can make sense with this. It's giving millennial because of the way that it's broken up. She's followed by two people that we follow on Who Weekly.
Wait, Kayo this Mazzeppe is so weird.
And Aaron Rodgers. Okay.
Okay.
She has 12,000 followers. She just released a new single, so there is some music there. She was on an episode of Hollywood Medium. Okay, but listen to
what?
This. Artist. Truth. E, Hollywood Medium with Tyler Henry. Permission Slip Podcast. Grammys On Location. And then she links to her management agency.
Listen. That's not a link to a song. That's a link to her reel.
Oh, it's a link to her reel.
You gotta click. It's a
Charlie
link to
Travers.
Her reel. She's a host.
Charlie Travers, TV personality, host, producer. Okay.
Yeah, she's hosting On Location. You know, that E it's giving the shows that they play after SNL at 3 a.m. It's like she's kind of host. It's kind of Carson Daly host. And I think that she drives Tyler Henry to his appointments sometimes.
Got it.
I don't get how they're.
Got it. She drives him to the appointments where he lies to people. Got it. You're telling me you don't know who Hillary Duff is? That's so crazy. Okay.
So how are you feeling about today? What's coming through?
Where's Charlie? I just want to say hi. I was like, do you just stay out here and get stoned? What do you do? Hi, I'm Jim. Hello. It's very good to meet you.
Oh my God, he lives.
I see you all the time. Awesome. I see you on TV as much as anybody.
Oh yeah?
Yes, on this.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wait, Eva, haven't you always wanted to read her?
I've always wanted to read her.
Yes.
On a day's work.
She was a finalist on Big Brother 14 UK.
Hi, my name is Charlie Travers. I'm from London and I work in hospitality.
Hi, I'm Jackie Travers. I'm from Buckinghamshire. I'm a dance instructor and I do a bit of property renovation.
This is my mother.
This is my daughter.
I'm so confused as to who this woman is. This is the most confusing woman of all time. She somehow...
I fully just assumed she was a model and that we didn't have to look her up.
She's
oh my
literally
God.
Somehow... I'm sorry, wait. She's from England. Okay, no, she's our age. She was born in 1986. She's a TV host
she's
and personality.
English?
She served as an assistant for Hollywood medium star Tyler Henry. She made history on Big Brother for being in the... I'm crying. This woman needs to stop. She was in the show's first ever mother-daughter duo. And then she dated her fellow Big Brother contestant, Dexter Coe. And then she first sparked dating rumors of Shawn Mendes in November 2023. I cannot believe this woman is this confusing.
And you know what makes her even more confusing? Aaron Rodgers follows her. And you know what makes that even more confusing? She looks like, if from certain angles, Shailene Woodley.
She's also posting quotes on Instagram. She was posting photo quote. So she's got a patchwork of photo quote. Photo,
but then she
quote,
gave that up.
Photo,
you always what? Give up. You give that up. It's eventually.
You know what's the most crazy thing about her, aside from frolicking with Shawn Mendes on the beach?
What?
She 100% knows how Tyler Henry does it.
So do I. He Googles things. What? He Googles things and he pretends that he doesn't. That's how he knows stuff. You know how good I am at Googling stuff? I can find anything.
I know that's true. Bobby's like teaching somebody about like block numbers. What were you teaching somebody about? Block numbers, street,
a friend of ours,
parcels.
A friend of ours was at, oh God. A friend of ours went to an apartment of someone and was like,
how do I find
the person's last name? How do I find out who lives here? How do I find out who lives here and what this person does? And I was like, what's the address? And I got the address and I was like, well, I can find the deed. So I found the deed because you have to find out block numbers and lot numbers. I was like, it's owned by an LLC, which makes me think that he's rich because he bought it under an LLC and not a name, or he's renting. You know, you find anything, please.
I know, but Bobby's out here just telling people on the street how to stalk your friends and
if
neighbors.
I too could be a successful medium if I pretended I didn't use the internet and then just use the internet.
Bobby's like, wait, did your grandfather buy his house in 1925? And I just start sobbing. I'm like, oh my God, how did you know?
I talk to this woman and I'm like, is your mortgage through Chase? Did you buy this in 1993?
The name of the bank is actually coming through where your great-grandfather bought his house.
It was like when I did the Christine Quinn segment at the live show last tour. It was like so much information about like where she lived, what kind of car she drove, where all these things. Yeah. And people were like, how did you do that? And I was like, I Googled well. Like,
yeah, have you heard of machine called computer? Internet.
Tyler Henry, no. Tyler Henry's like, no, what do you mean computer?
Wait, but I do love the idea of you being a Hollywood medium, but all you know is things about property, like, because you only have, like, you
it's
only
easy to
know,
find
like,
cars,
what
cars, where you lived, and then homes you own.
Bobby's like, wait, somebody's here with me. I think it's your great-grandmother, and did she drive a red...
Did your grandmother drive a Mitsubishi
Camry?
Gallant?
Okay. And I'm like, ah, yes, how did you know? It was her favorite car.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. Charlie Travers. This woman is unbelievable. I'm following her
Keep your eyes on this woman.
She's up to something.
And Bobby's going to find out what car she drives. Don't worry. We'll talk about it next week.
What's going on in your life today, Charlie?
What's going on in my life? Well, I had a date with that guy from the Chicken Isle of Ralph's.
How did that go?
It was really good.
Good.
He's lovely.
Oh, that's sweet.
Spent a bit of Sunday with him as well. So yeah.
Well, good.
I like him. That's about as exciting as my week's been.
That's pretty
exciting. I've been with you most of this week, to be fair.
Exactly.
So that's why it's been a bit dull, you know.
Your primary
it's been lulling a bit.
Primary.
Yeah, I mean my main man. My main man.
Dating
Parvati Shallow and Mae Martin.
From Survivor, the Survivor mm-hmm. girly everybody loves, and Mae Martin.
Yep.
Wow.
And
oh,
Mae Martin.
Sexy little queer.
Well,
we got a little tea.
We got a little tea. A hooligan saw Mae perform stand-up in early June, and they mentioned that I'm quoting the hooligan, and they mentioned they had started dating someone with kids, and it was new territory for them. And who has kids?
Okay.
Parvati.
I haven't had an opportunity to be my diabolical self at all in the past couple of years. I've been busy building a family, but I'm like a phoenix rising from the ashes, ready to burn down your house.
I would be a little careful dating Parvati. Parvati is a very... Parvati has too good Survivor game to be. I would be scared. What I'm saying, Parvati Shallow.
Right?
Are you not, like, seriously though? Parvati Shallow.
I haven't,
like,
watched
Survivor
in so long, but I know that Parvati is an iconic
villains.
Player. Yeah.
Yeah. Too good at the game to be trusted.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to be on the new season of Traitors, so we'll see even more.
More evidence for this actually being true. Well, one thing is that Parvati posted some Instagram story referencing Mae. Mae is an out and proud fan of Survivor and has been for years. Mae Martin was on Evan Ross Katz's podcast earlier this year. Parvati also appeared on it.
Okay.
And then also all the people on Reddit think that they're dating. So
okay. So that's a maybe.
That's a maybe.
Let's talk about a confirmed queer marriage between a survivor and somebody else. That's crazy. Sorry.
I love when Survivor cast members
two queer
date
relationships
else.
Back to back, but involving Survivor. What do you call when? What do you call a relationship with queer and with a survivor? LGBTQS. Like, it checks multiple boxes.
I'm trying to see if there's a portmanteau, like a survive queer. No, that's awful. It's just no. There's no good word for it. It's.
But
just,
I'm just saying, like, this is a rare Venn diagram that I never thought we would get two in a row with. You know.
Notable Survivor contestants who have iconic queer relationships. Zeke Smith and Nico Santos from Superstore.
Everybody was talking about this wedding because this wedding had a Superstore reunion because, like, obviously Nico's former coworkers came and everyone was there except for America Ferrera.
Exactly.
So people were like, eyes looking.
Well, America's having a big year. America's having a big year.
So? Maybe she wasn't invited.
Palm Springs.
Maybe she wasn't invited.
Damn.
You think of that?
I didn't even consider that.
Are you joking?
Even if I hated America Ferrera, if I had her number, I'd invite her.
What do you mean? What if you didn't want her to take over your wedding and make it about her?
That's a fun guest.
How do you don't know her? A lot of assumptions about America Ferrera about you right now. Like, you're a huge stan. I didn't know. Are you a huge stan?
I don't know that I'm a huge stan. I just feel like that'd be a good wedding guest.
Are you?
Oh my God, America
Ferrera.
Bobby knows America Ferrera.
America Ferrera is about to slide into your DMs and be like, let's hang out.
Okay, they got married in Palm Springs. Looked like fun.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
The most important thing, and maybe the only notable thing that Rita Ora did this past week was release Airbnb Spawn in a Halloween costume after Halloween. So it was like too late to be Halloween Spawn, but it wasn't too late to be Airbnb Spawn.
Don't mind us. We're just two grown adults dressing up around Shrek Swamp. Thank you to Airbnb and Brian Chesky for this amazing stay. And oh yeah, happy late Halloween, baby. We save the best till last. Hashtag Shrek, hashtag Halloween.
Welcome, me wee friends. I've gathered you all here today to show you my new house as the married woman of Shrek. Come on in, and I'll show you around.
Hi. Who's this? Fiona, I told you I don't like visitors.
Oh, don't mind him. Oh, we all grumpy pants. He's just an ogre. He means no harm.
Somebody loves practiced.
I don't even think that there's proof that Taika's in the Shrek mask because Rita's just wearing face paint.
But you know that he's just always
Shrek
there.
Shrek could be anyone.
Also, funny enough, they just did Spawn for Airbnb the same week that they bought a house in New Zealand. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Well, how do you think they paid for the house in New Zealand?
You're so right. That's really all we got for Rita. But I do want to tease. Next week, we have a huge Rita surprise.
Wait, we do? Oh, yeah, we do. Oh, my God. It's huge. Oh, my God. Get ready.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be fun.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Who Weekly. Keep calling in at 619 Who Them to leave questions, comments, and concerns for our Friday show. See us on Thursday at the Palladium, Times Square, biggest show ever. Big, big, big surprise happening there that you're going to love. What else? Support us on patreon.com/whoweekly for bonus episodes, a Discord server, and more. You can also get the audio only. That's the audio only on the Apple Podcasts app. Just click subscribe, and we'll see you on Friday. Bye.
Bye.
You will drain it. Yeah.
To be famous.